I learned a long time ago that if you don't do the coffee breaks right, it just, I mean, everything goes wrong. So it's, you know, it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and coffee. So we've had all of them this morning. I want to come back to where we left off for just a minute. Because I realized that we were talking about not only reconciliation with God, in probably a different way than we normally think about it. Most of us tend to think that reconciling with God is when I receive Jesus, that's it. And that is, from that point on, you are in Christ, that's how God sees you. But there's always those things that happen that we need to work through in relationship to the Father. And a lot of us get our picture of Father God in, out of the relationship with our parents. Especially fathers. Now, I think there's other ways we develop the concept of God.
Und ich glaube, es gibt auch noch andere Wege, wie wir das Konzept von Gott entwickeln.
But fathers are probably the main one.
Aber Väter sind wahrscheinlich das Hauptkonzept.
And if there's been a lot of conflict in that relationship,
und wenn es in dieser Beziehung einen Haufen Konflikte gegeben hat,
then it often carries over to our relationship with God.
Dann überträgt sich das viel in unsere Beziehung mit Gott.
My father passed away about 12 years ago.
Mein Vater ist vor etwa 12 Jahren gestorben.
He was a great man.
Er ist ein genialer Mann.
And I loved him totally.
Und ich habe ihn sehr geliebt.
And I never questioned how much he loved me.
Und ich habe nie gefragt, wie sehr er mich liebt.
But he never told me that he loved me.
Aber er hat mir nie gesagt, dass er mich liebt.
And I realized a lot of men from his generation did not tell their sons things like that.
Und ich realisiert, dass viele Männer in dieser Generation ihren Kindern das nicht so gesagt haben.
It's always easy to tell your daughters that.
Es ist immer einfach, deinen Töchtern das zu sagen.
But a lot of older men found it really hard to tell their sons how much they love them.
Aber viele ältere Männer haben es sehr schwierig empfunden, ihren Söhnen zu sagen, wie sehr sie sie lieben.
And I never questioned that he loved me.
Und ich habe nie in Frage gestellt, dass er mich liebt.
But I needed to hear it.
Aber ich musste es hören.
And I didn't. Well, interestingly enough, I could never tell my father that I loved him. I have no problem telling people that I love them. I find that it's easy for me. I tell my kids all the time that I love them. Daniel working with me probably gets sick of hearing it. So it's not a problem for me. But I couldn't say it to my dad. And I wanted to so badly. Have you ever got a word stuck in your throat? Now this will be the test of a good translator. Because the translators are supposed to imitate what the speaker does. But this word stuck in your throat is kind of like
perfectionist.
He was a builder, construction, but kind of a really, I don't know what you call it, really did it well. If you're a customer, then having a perfectionist that's working for you is a great thing. But not if you're the son. And my dad would, I wanted to learn to do the things that he did. And he would always take time to show me how to do it. He really was a good father. He would take time to really show me how to do exactly what he did. But if I didn't get it right the first time, he would just take over and finish it. Which is okay sometimes. But he did it all the time. And what that began to say to me was, your dad thinks you're stupid. Now, he didn't. But that was the lie. Remember, out of the womb comes the message. That was the lie. So, you see, there's this thing of wanting to have this emotional connection with my dad. And this never feeling that I can quite please him. Now, I remember just before my dad died, I sat down by his bed. And I thought, I'm going to tell him how much I love him if I choke doing it. And it was hard, but I got it out. And the minute I got it out, something broke that fast. And then he began to tell me how much he loved me. And I remember thinking, how stupid is this? Waited a whole lifetime to say the things that needed to be said. But see, that affected how I saw God. You know, I knew he loved me. I always knew my father loved me. But there never was this real emotional connection that I needed. And so when people would talk about intimacy with God, I really didn't know what they were talking about. But you know, you're the pastor, so sometimes you have to, you know, kind of project you know what they're saying. Notice I didn't say you have to lie and tell me, you just kind of project it. And, but inside, I never had that kind of connection. And I always felt like I could never measure up. And even as a pastor, I discovered that I was always looking for men that I saw as spiritual fathers. And wanted their approval. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting approval. We all need approval. But it became a strong thing inside me. So here's, you know, I realized later that it really was my father that I was looking for his approval. And I knew all the theology that said God approves of me because I'm in Christ. But the real connection wasn't there. And see, I think there's a lot of us that deal with those same kind of things. And that there's really a need for reconciliation. Maybe even reconciliation with your father or your father's memory. So that there can then be the real deep reconciliation with God.
dass eine wirklich tiefe Versöhnung mit Gott kann stattfinden.
And the, as I grew in that understanding and I was able to do that,
und wenn ich dem Verständnis gewachsen bin und möglich, wenn möglich sie ist, das zu machen,
it released something inside me.
Hat sie mir etwas freigesetzt.
And so I was thinking a few minutes ago when we finished up,
und vor ein paar Minuten, wenn wir fertig waren, haben wir gedacht,
that this is such an important area.
Dass das so ein wichtiges Gebiet ist.
It really is the foundation for all of it.
Es ist wirklich das Fundament für alles.
And if we just kind of go on referring to the foundation, but not really doing much with it,
und wenn wir einfach immer weitergehen und zurück sprechen aufs Fundament, aber nicht wirklich etwas machen.
You can leave here with a lot of good information.
Dann gehst du hier raus mit viel guter Information.
But I don't want this to be just information.
Aber ich will nicht, dass es nur Information ist.
I want this to be a time when God can break through.
Ich will, dass der Zeit ist, wo Gott kann durchbrechen.
You know, some of us have got information over our heads.
Beide von uns haben den ganzen Kopf voll Informationen.
But the breakthrough hasn't come.
Aber der Durchbruch ist noch nicht.
And from the aspect of being a spiritual father,
und wirklich vom Aspekt her, ein geistlicher Vater zu sein,
I want to pray that over you.
Wollte ich das über euch beten.
You know, in fact, let me just stop here. This isn't the plan.
Ist noch nie, aber das ist nicht der Plan.
But from a father's heart.
Aber von einem Vaterherz.
A lot of us have had real wounding from our fathers.
Viele von uns haben wirklich Verletzungen gehabt von unseren
Vätern. I'm not your father.
Ich bin nicht euer Vater.
But I am a father.
Aber ich bin ein Vater.
And I want to say this very sincerely, forgive us.
Und ich will das wirklich aufrichtig sagen, vergebt uns.
For not being there when you needed us.
Für dass wir nicht da gewesen sind, wenn wir es gebraucht haben.
For maybe at times being emotionally too disconnected.
Für dass wir manchmal emotional nicht genug gewesen sind.
And maybe at times being too harsh.
Und dass wir böse und zu hart gewesen sind.
And again, I'm not your father, but I am a father.
Und nochmal, ich bin nicht dein Vater, aber ich bin ein Vater.
And I it's so important for you to be able to forgive and let it go.
Und es ist so wichtig für dich, dass du kannst vergeben und loslassen.
There is nothing that ever happened to you that's worth holding on to and becoming full of bitterness and resentment.
Es gibt gar nichts, wo dir passiert ist, was wert wäre, daran festzuhalten und bitter zu werden.
And so I just want to take a minute and pray.
Darum wollte ich einfach eine Minute nehmen.
Especially in that relationship with Father God.
You know,
in some places anymore, I would be careful of even saying Father God. Because there's so much brokenness that when you say Father, all kinds of different things go through people's heads. And many times it's just nothing but hurt. Or anger.
Oder Wut.
And abandonment and all these kind of things.
Und Verlassenheit und all so Sachen.
And you know, the other thing, I find at times being careful that I refer to the church as a family.
Und ich bin manchmal auch vorsichtig, Gemeinde als Familie zu betrachten.
That's really what we are.
Das ist wirklich, was wir sind.
And that's a good word.
Und es ist ein gutes Wort.
But a lot of people's experience with family has not been good.
Aber ein Haufen Erfahrungen von den Leuten mit Familie sind nicht gut gewesen.
You know, the two places where people have been hurt the most,
die zwei Orte, wo die Leute am meisten verletzt werden,
is the family and the church.
Ist Familie und Gemeinde.
Those are the two places they should have been the most safe. And so that, you know, some of those words are triggers to some people. We are an amazing family because we have an amazing father. And if that's not your life experience, you're now part of a new family.
Und wenn das nicht deine Lebenserfahrung ist, dann bist du jedes Teil von einer neuen Familie.
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Wenn jemand in Christus ist, ist er eine neue Kreation.
Old things have passed away, the new has come.
Das Alte ist vergangen und Neues ist gekommen.
And you're part of the family of God.
Und du bist Teil von der Familie von Gott.
But there may be areas of healing that need to happen there.
Aber es gibt vielleicht einen Bereich von der Heilung, was passiert.
Let's just stop and pray with me.
Wir haben Gott.
Lord, I don't know all that has gone on in people's lives.
Ich weiß nicht, was alles passiert ist im Leben einfach genug über das Leben, dass viele von uns Verletzungen und Narben mit sich tragen.
And most of us are really good at burying it and going on.
Und die meisten von uns sind wirklich gut, in das zudecken und weiterzumachen.
But Lord, you want to come and bring healing and release.
Aber Herr, du willst kommen und Heilung und Freiheit
schenken. So for those that this whole reconciliation thing with God, maybe it was presented this morning in a different way than they've ever known before.
Vielleicht ist das Thema Versöhnung ganz anders präsentiert worden als kennt hast bis jetzt.
I want my relationship with you, Father God, to be pure all the way.
Ich will meine Beziehung mit dir, Gott, dass sie durch und durch rein ist.
I don't want anything to block the flow of your grace and love. And so, Lord, I pray for those that are struggling with that. Maybe struggling in relationship to their parents. That this will be a day of healing. That you will come and touch them in Jesus' name.
Can you just keep
your heads bowed for just a minute? I just want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Those of you that struggle with that intimacy with God, and some of the things I've said this morning kind of hit, can you just hold your hand up and say, "Dan, that's me"? Yeah, it's pretty common. Just hold them up for a minute. I don't know how to do this easily, but if you're near someone with their hand up, just put your hand on their shoulder. Just look around. Keep your hands up so people look around and they just put their hand on your shoulder. And I don't want anybody to be left out. So if you don't have a hand on your shoulder, kind of wave at me so we can make sure somebody goes there. Over here. Just wave so I know you're waving. Because it's such an important moment, I don't want anybody to be left out of it. Okay, I think as I look from up here, it seems like everybody has somebody with a hand on their shoulder. And if not, now's a good time.
Okay.
Well, I want to pray and just let Jesus do his work. Jesus, will you come by the power of your Spirit?
Jesus, komm in der Kraft von Heil.
Go into those areas where there's been real hurt and wounding. Maybe didn't understand things that happened in relationship to you, Father. Maybe it's carryover from mom and dad. But there's something that is not free in that relationship. Lord, let this be the moment that you break through and real deep reconciliation can happen. If I don't deal with those things in my life, it's so easy for me to pass them on to others. And we don't want to do that, Lord. So will you come by the power of your Spirit and break through and do your work in Jesus' name? Now, you that with your hand on their shoulder, just pray for them. You can pray out loud if you want to. You can just pray quietly, but just while you have your hand, pray for them. I think that resentment towards God because of things that happened that we haven't really dealt with is almost a plague in the body of Christ.
Is a plague in the body of Christ.
And I all the time I find where people just we want to just move on.
Und viel gesehen ist, dass Leute kein Wissen machen.
And we don't let the Holy Spirit get to those areas.
Und wir lassen gar nicht so, dass der Heilige Geist wirklich in die Bereiche kommt.
And so we carry the baggage of bitterness and resentment.
Und darum tragen wir das Gepäck von Ablehnung.
And we have a relationship with the Father.
Und wir haben eine Beziehung zum Vater.
But it's not really a right one. Because of the baggage. And so let the Holy Spirit do His work. Again, we tend to pass on what we don't deal with. I read the title of a book a few years ago. Never have seen the book again.
Yes, book again.
You didn't read the book.
Und das Buch nicht lesen.
Just saw the title.
Ja, nur den Titel gesehen.
And the title was Hurt People, Hurt People.
Und der Titel ist, die verletzte Person verletzen andere Personen.
And that was a reminder to me that if I don't deal with the areas of my life that are locked up.
Und das ist für mich eine Erinnerung, wenn ich mich nicht befasse mit den Gebieten in meinem Leben.
And this is especially true for leaders.
Und das ist besonders wichtig für Leiter.
If I'm deeply hurt and the reconciliation hasn't come,
wenn ich tief verletzt bin, die Versöhnung nicht passiert ist,
then it's easy for me to hurt you.
Dann ist es einfach für mich, dich zu
verletzen. And not even realize what I'm doing.
Ohne dass ich überhaupt realisiere, was ich mache.
And so this whole area of reconciling with God.
Der ganze Bereich von der Versöhnung mit Gott.
More than just salvation, but deeply reconciling with Him.
Mehr als nur Rettung, aber wirklich tiefe Versöhnung.
And with ourselves.
Und mit uns selber.
Is extremely important.
Ist extrem wichtig.
And yeah, that's probably all we need to say about that.
Das ist alles, was wir dazu sagen.
Since we're supposed to be doing something else at this point.
Wir sollten jetzt gerade etwas anderes machen.
It's a translator. She, you know, she does take longer than her dad did. I'm surprised translators love me at all. A couple of places I want you to turn with me is the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
Ist Johannes 14.
And it's verse 34 and 35. John 14 or 13, 34 and 35.
Johannes 14, 34 and 35.
Yeah, this is where Jesus has washed the feet of the disciples.
Das ist, wo Jesus die Füße der Jünger gewaschen hat.
And now he's talking to them.
Und jetzt redet mit ihnen.
And in verse 34, I'll read it in English because I want you to hear it in both of them. A new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
So Johannes 13, 34 und 35. Ein neues Gebot gebe ich euch, dass ihr einander lieben sollt, damit wie ich euch geliebt habe, auch ihr einander liebt. Daran wird jedermann erkennen, dass ihr meine Jünger seid, wenn ihr Liebe untereinander habt.
And then over in 1 John chapter 4.
Und der erste Johannes 4.
And let's read from verse 19.
Von Vers 19.
Through 21.
Bis 21.
We love because He first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is a liar. Yeah, that's pretty good. I didn't say that. God did. You read that again. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And He has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
1. Johannes 4, 19 steht, wir lieben, weil uns zuerst geliebt hat. Wenn jemand sagt, ich liebe Gott und hasse auch seinen Bruder, so ist er ein Lügner. Und das hat nicht der Mensch gesagt, sondern Gott. Wenn jemand sagt, ich liebe Gott und hasse doch seinen Bruder, so ist er ein Lügner. Wenn er seinen Bruder nicht liebt, den er sieht, wie kann er Gott lieben, den er nicht sieht? Und dieses Gebot haben wir von ihm, dass wer Gott liebt, auch seinen Bruder lieben soll.
So we're moving from reconciliation with God, reconciliation with ourselves.
Also wir kommen von der Versöhnung mit Gott und der Versöhnung mit uns selber.
To reconciliation with one another.
Zu der Versöhnung miteinander.
But keep in mind, it begins with reconciliation with God and with ourselves.
Aber erinnert dich daran, es fällt an mit der Versöhnung mit Gott und der Versöhnung mit mir selbst.
If that isn't taken care of, it will affect reconciliation with others around.
Wenn das noch nicht passiert ist, wird es einen Einfluss haben auf die Versöhnung mit anderen.
And the scripture is pretty strong when it says, by this will people know that you're his disciples.
Und die Bibelfers sind ziemlich stark, wenn sie sagen, durch das werden sie erkennen, dass sie meine Jünger sind.
Not how often you come to church.
Nicht gerade, wie viel das die Gottesdienst kommt.
Not what discipleship group you've been part of.
Nicht in welcher Jüngerschaftsgruppe das sie sind.
Not how much you give in the offering.
Nicht wie viel das die Macht ist.
All those are important things.
All das sind wichtige Sachen.
But it comes right down to by the love you have one for another.
Aber es ist wirklich die Liebe, wo man untereinander hat.
That's how the world knows.
Das ist wirklich alles.
And then in 1 John chapter 4, it's even stronger. Where if you say you love God and hate your brother, you're a liar. Now, again, I didn't say that. That's what God said. So don't get upset with me about it. And when you really think about that, there should be a certain amount of Holy Spirit's conviction that takes place in our lives. Above everything, God is love. And He lives in us. So love should be flowing through us. And so, in talking about reconciling with one another, we wanted to start with just that need for love between us. Sometimes things happen that wound us, and we find it really hard to deal with it. And it affects how we see and feel about that person. You know, there's always reasons for our bitterness and resentment towards someone. We always have a good reason for it. You know, as a speaker, I'll tell you, if you're holding on to bitterness and resentment, then it's sin. But when it comes to me, you should know what they did to me. See, I can always excuse my holding on to bitterness and resentment. But it always, always, always destroys. And I think from my ministry experience, this is a huge issue. Huge issue in relationship to resenting God. And resenting people around us. When we come to Jesus, we tend to have, you know, a lot of baggage. And often we just keep holding on to it. And if you've had the same experience I've had, probably not true in Switzerland, but in America. But we're pretty good at hurting one another. At least Americans are. And so I think that the church is a place where there's a lot of hurting people. And there should be, it should be full of hurting people that are on their way to healing and wholeness. if we stick here, we're in trouble.
Wenn wir hier bleiben, haben wir das Problem.
And but if we're moving towards healing and wholeness, then churches ought to be full of sick, broken, wounded, bitter, resentful people. Sick, broken, wounded. That's pretty good. Sick, broken, wounded, resentful people.
Wenn wir wirklich gemerkt zu der Heilung und der Wiederherstellung sind, ja, dann hat die Gemeinde voll von verletzten, bitteren, abgelehnten Personen.
But they're on their way to healing.
Wenn sie vom Wachsen zu heilen.
And there should always be that group of people around that have experienced a greater degree of healing.
Und es hat immer die Leute rundherum haben, die schon die Heilung erlebt haben.
That can begin to touch and influence people's lives.
Und dann können anfangen, andere Leute zu beeinflussen und ihre Leben zu berühren.
There's a story in the book of Joshua.
Im Buch Josua. Im Buch Josua.
That. Why is that funny?
Again, it's all late.
One of my favorite things in life is messing up translators. And when I do, I feel like I have achieved my goal. So when I heard that, I thought, ah, I've done it. I've achieved my goal here. She messed up something. I can't even begin to understand how difficult it is to be a translator. And I have to work amazing words. But in Joshua chapter 22, there's a story that I think parallels a lot of life experience.
Kapitel 22, wie es für hat der Haufen Sachen, die passieren, parallel zum Leben.
Let me tell you the story.
Ich will die Geschichte erzählen.
And then I want to look at some points from there.
Und dann die paar Punkte.
It's the entire chapter, so we won't take time to read it.
Das ganze Kapitel und lesen wir es nicht.
This is at the end of the conquest.
Das ist am Ende von der Eroberung.
All of the tribes have settled in their land.
Alle Völker haben sich niedergelassen in ihrem Land.
Remember earlier the tribe of Reuben, Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh.
Am Anfang haben sich schon Reuben, Gad und die Hälfte von Manasseh.
Asked Moses if they could have the land on the east side of the Jordan River.
Sie haben Moses gefragt, ob sie das Land östlich vom Fluss können haben.
And Moses made an agreement with them.
Und Moses hat eine Vereinbarung mit ihnen getroffen.
That they could settle their families there, but David would come and stand with their brothers going in to possess the land on the west side. And they agreed to it. And so they settled their families and actually led the way in front of their brothers on the other side of the Jordan.
Also haben sie ihre Familie in diesem Land gelassen und sind mitgegangen und haben ihre Brüder angeführt, die Eroberung vom Land.
They fought alongside each other.
Sie haben miteinander gekämpft.
They laid down their lives for each other.
Sie haben ihr Leben gegeben für den Land.
They were there until all of the tribes were settled in their land.
Und sie sind dort gewesen, bis alle Stämme ins Land kamen.
And in Joshua 22, they're all settled.
And
Joshua calls them all together, calls especially Reuben, Gad, half Manasseh. And thanks them and blesses them. And releases them to go back to the other side of the Jordan with their family. And gives them great wealth. And says, go for it. On the way over, the two and a half tribes, they kind of begin to think about something. That there could come a day in the future when the sons and daughters of the tribes on the west side would not accept the tribes on the east side.
Sie denken, dass vielleicht irgendwann mal Söhne und Töchter auf der westlichen Seite, die auf der östlichen Seite
nehmen. So they decide to build an altar.
Also haben sich entschieden, einen Altar zu bauen.
Which, you know, an altar would be an absolute abomination to God.
Und ein Altar wäre
They all, the altar was in Jerusalem at the, would be at the temple there. But they built this altar. And then they went on into their land. Then when the tribes on the west side hear about the altar, they are ready for blood. They are ready to fight. Because they see their brothers as betraying them. And so they get the men together and they're ready to go and fight and kill. Now remember, they have been alongside each other battling for the land for a long time. Their family, really. But they hear about this altar. And immediately they're ready to fight. They're ready to kill. And what happens is that someone decided that it might be a good idea to go talk first. Yeah, see, the altar was pretty obvious. It was big and it was there. And in some ways, they thought it speaks for itself. But someone said, let's go talk to them. And so they did. And when they got there, they discovered that that altar was built as an altar of witness. It was not an altar of sacrifice. There was no way that altar was to take the place of the altar in Jerusalem. But it was a witness between them. And of course, when the tribes of Israel hear this, they're greatly relieved. And they rejoice, and now they're one big happy family again. But the thing I want you to see there is they were ready to kill each other. They were ready to, the very people that had stood with them, they're now ready to get rid of. And I don't know the entire timeline, but it was very soon after Joshua released the 2.5 tribes to go back to the east side of Jordan. And when I read through this, I find all kinds of things that I think really relate to how we relate to one another. I think Jesus wants to touch his world. I think his purpose in the church is far more than just meeting on Sunday and having a conference with a year. But because the church is full of human beings, there's a problem. And we find it very easy to divide. I don't know how it is in Switzerland. But in the U.S., the church is incredibly polarized. If you don't agree with me, you become my enemy. And it may be disagreement over the dumbest little things. We often find ways to bridge the important things. But we divide over these little things. And I see the U.S. churches, and we're in the middle of disaster.
Und die amerikanische Grenzwirkung in der Mitte von der Distanz.
And people are being crushed and hurt right and left.
Und Leute werden links und rechts verletzt und verdrückt.
I sense in the spirit, God's, there's something stirring and God's doing something.
Ich spüre im Geist, dass Gott etwas macht und etwas bringt.
But it's been a rough season for the American church.
Aber es ist eine echte Saison momentan für die Amerikaner.
And a lot of it is the same kind of things that this story talks about.
Und viele Sachen sind ähnliche Sachen, wie die Geschichte darüber erzählt.
Let me take a couple of minutes and point out some of the things that I think will relate to all of us.
Ich will ein paar Sachen aufzeigen, wo ich das Gefühl habe, die begegnen uns alle.
Misunderstanding is usually where the problem is.
Das Missverständnis ist häufig, wo das Problem liegt.
And it comes for several reasons.
Und es kommt aus verschiedensten Gründen.
The first one is when someone does things differently.
Das erste ist, wenn jemand etwas anders macht.
When we deviate from what's thought normal.
Wenn wir abkommen von dem, was wir denken, ist normal.
We have a church way of doing things. And that church way of doing things usually has come out of a lot of experience. A lot of the old things aren't working anymore. But God is still desperate to touch this generation. I believe in this generation. I see the hand of God on this generation. And God wants to touch this generation. But they're not buying a lot of the old ways we've done things. And there's a lot of things happening that are different than it used to be. And that often gives place to misunderstanding.
Und das geht auf Platz für Missverständnis.
You know, why can't they just go along with the program?
Warum können sie nicht mit dem Programm mitmachen?
Why can't they just do it this way?
Warum können sie nicht so machen?
Yeah, maybe a four-square church in Switzerland looks this way and they want to do this way.
Vielleicht sieht eine four-square Gemeinde in der Schweiz so aus und sie wollen es so machen.
Can they still be part of us? When people want to do things differently, it usually raises all kinds of red flags. I think from the very time that the 2.5 tribes made the agreement with Moses, people were suspicious.
Ich glaube, gerade vom Anfang an, wo wir die Vereinbarung getroffen haben, mit diesen 2.5 Stämmen mit dem Mose, sind die Leute etwas skeptisch.
Why do they want to be on that side of Jordan?
Warum wollen sie auf dieser Seite von Jordan?
Why don't they want to be and do what the rest of us do?
Warum wollen sie nicht mit uns das Gleiche machen wie wir alle?
And so when the altar is built, there is a great deal of, when the altar is built, there's a great deal of misunderstanding.
Und dann, wo der Altar gebaut wurde, ist ein Haufen Missverständnis.
But it's misunderstanding to the point of they're ready to go to battle with each other.
Aber es ist Missverständnis bis zu dem Punkt, wo man bereit ist, miteinander zu kämpfen.
They're ready to kill each other.
Man ist bereit, miteinander umzubringen.
And I think I see a lot of that in the church today.
Und ich sehe viel von dem in der Gemeinde.
I think we live in a time where there's going to be a lot of different expressions of church life.
Und ich glaube, wir leben in einer Zeit, wo es einen Haufen verschiedene Arten von Gemeindeleben gibt.
And I love it.
Und ich liebe es.
I mean, Jesus wants to touch this world.
Jesus will die Welt berühren.
Jesus wants to touch this nation.
Jesus will die Nation berühren.
And while I believe in the traditional church,
und ich glaube an die traditionelle Gemeinde,
a lot of people aren't responding.
Ein Haufen Leute antworten nicht.
So I see the Holy Spirit leading different ones in a little different direction. And that's always grounds for misunderstanding. When they want to do it differently. Now, I'm just going to take a minute and do a couple more and then we'll come back later. The second one is lack of clear communication. You know, as a public speaker, I think I'm a great communicator.
Als öffentlicher Redner denke ich, ich bin ein super guter Kommunikator.
My wife would tell you something else. We were going to speak at a couple's retreat a while back. And the leader said to me and her, you know, what will you guys talk about communication and family relationships? And Bev looked at me and said, you really should talk about something you know something about. Men who never want to marry a truthful woman. And so it's easy, you know, to think we communicate, but we really don't. The 2.5 tribes obviously should have communicated to the others what they were about to do.
But
they didn't do it. And so when the altar is built with no communication, misunderstanding is everywhere. And I think, you know, does this relate to anybody here? Or is this just an American Israeli problem? I think it's everywhere. And I think the setup for more misunderstanding is stronger today than ever. Because God's doing something. God's wanting to touch this nation. And he knows exactly how to do it. But it may not fit the mold that you've created. And that does not say the mold was bad. It just says that this is a new season, this is a new time. And God wants some new expressions. And again, you may say, well, this got to reconciliation, everything. Because it's things like this that often polarize us and divide us. And we love one another. But there are times like the Israelis, we're ready to go to war with one another. Maybe even kill one another because they're doing something differently and it was not communicated properly. And that has a lot to do with reconciliation. Now, if I don't quit, I'm going to have to reconcile with, you know, all the leaders. And so I'm going to stop here. But does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Does anybody struggle with this stuff? No? We have a problem in the U.S. and Israel had a problem that you guys have totally skipped. Fantastic. But you know something? I don't believe you. Lord, thank you for this time. And I ask, Lord, that you will just really help us begin to see through some very practical things. But there are real heart issues that often cause the division. And you want to bring reconciliation so that we can touch a world. So do that in us, Lord.
Do that, yes,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.